In August, developers of the wind farm installed 4 antennas and a receiver on the foundation of one of the wind turbines to collect data from birds and bats. The animals were tagged with tiny high-frequency transmitters, and researchers have been monitoring what time of day and in what weather conditions they fly by the station. Project co-leader Pam Loring from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service says it's hard to estimate the movements of birds and bats in marine environments because the technology is limited. She says the new tracking stations will help fill the gap.
The use of these digital VHF transmitters allows us to collect brand new information about how these different species move offshore. And this information is really important for monitoring possible effects of development and activities in offshore environments, including offshore wind turbines.
The Block Island Wind Farm Wildlife Tracking Station is one of about 40 stations along the coast from Cape Cod to Virginia. Avery Brookins, Rhode Island Public Radio.